If you click this episode, then you read the title for it, which I have one question for you. Can God trust you with one of his sons? And if you're a guy listening, can he trust you with one of his daughters? So start pondering that question right now and then join me right after this. Hey sis, welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again. Why wasn't I enough for him? Or I'm never going to get married. Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen until I found the secret, partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis. Hey, sis, and welcome back for another episode this week. I'm so excited. Man, I feel like I haven't talked to y'all in a minute, and I miss y'all. I miss talking to you. So I am so excited that you are here. And listen, if you have not hit your subscribe button yet, go ahead and hit that button to make sure you don't miss any of the goodness, any episodes or surprise episodes I have. I don't want you to miss out on that. And also, if you have not yet left your 5-star written review, go ahead to Apple Podcasts and leave your review there. Let us know what you think about the show, and you'll be helping me and other sisters find the show just like you. All right? So do that for you, girl. So I'm going to apologize right now if you hear my voice cracking, if I don't sound normal, it's okay. I am struggling with some sinus and allergy issues right now. So today's episode will be short and sweet, all right? So before we jump into today's episode, I do want to remind you all about my Bible plans on the YouVersion app. So if you have not had a chance to check them out, I have 2 of them there. They are so good, and I've gotten so much great feedback on them. Go ahead and check those Bible plans out. If you haven't had a chance to get your hands on my book yet, you kind of want to know what it's like, go ahead and read through the plans, okay? The first one that I put out was a 10-day plan about getting over your hurt after a breakup. And then the second one is about growing closer to God after a breakup. And that one I think is either 5 or 6 days. But they are so good. And so it also gives you an opportunity to see what it's like to read my devotions from day to day and give you a feel for the book. And speaking of, if you're just ready to go ahead and get the book, you can go to CandaceABatisse.com/shop and use the coupon code podcast10 at checkout at any point in time. You can grab my book. It is a great resource to help you on this healing journey as you are healing your broken heart. It's a great way to engage with God every day and to be able to just get into scripture, be encouraged, and also get some great tips on how to move forward and end each session with a declaration to declare over your life during this season. So don't miss out. Goodbye heartbreak, hello purpose. And I will have a link to everything in the show notes, the Bible plans and the book. All right. Don't miss out. So again, today's episode. All right. I said I'm going to keep it short and sweet, and I will. But let's talk about this question that I ask. Okay. Can God trust you with one of his sons? And of course, our knee-jerk reactions is, of course he can trust me with one of his sons. Right. And so I get a lot of emails, DMs, and all types of things from many women saying that, you know, you guys are ready for love, you're ready for another relationship, but I want to ask you, are you really? So ladies, listen, I know, you know, we have to remember we are God's daughters, all right? And I want your confidence to be through the roof, all right? I want you to have high self-worth. I want you to have high self-esteem, and I want you to trust God through it all, okay? I want you to be rooted and grounded in Him, loving yourself, okay, and loving Him. But we also have to remember we have to love others, all right? So when I ask you this question about whether or not God can trust you with one of His sons, I want you to have to keep in mind that we have to remember that these men out here are also His sons. As we are His daughters, they are His sons, okay? And so a lot of times I know we're like, we look at ourselves and we're like, we're the prize. And indeed, again, I believe I'm a prize, right? But things are gonna come up. Things are gonna happen in relationships. And you have to be in a place where you're healed and ready to take on the new challenges of a new relationship. So what do I mean by that? What does all of this mean? If you haven't done your healing work now from this past relationship, then truth be told, God cannot yet trust you with another man. He cannot trust you with one of His sons. We all are looking, we're Christian women. We want a God-fearing man. We want a man who loves the Lord, who's gonna pray with us and pray over us and all of these things, right? That's what we're looking for. But you have to be ready for that. Meaning you have to be ready to reciprocate that. And you have to be ready to see this man as God sees him, not through the filters of past relationships, of past hurts, of the things that have happened to you in that last relationship. Because if you have not dealt with the drama and trauma from your past relationships, if you have not healed your broken heart from another relationship, you're going to bring all that baggage into this relationship that you're going into next, which is why I encourage you all so much to heal. Take the time now. I know you may feel lonely. I know you may feel like, I don't wanna be in this place, right? Nobody really wants to be here, but it is a necessary place to be because this is the place where you do the work. This is the place where you build your faith and you trust God and you get to know Him. This is the place where you allow Him to come in, fill your voice and heal this broken heart so that you don't go into the next relationship not knowing who you are, feeling down and depressed, feeling like this man has to come in and fill the voids for you, putting unrealistic expectations. Like, that's what I mean. Like, if that's how you're going to go into the next relationship, then no, God cannot trust you with one of His prized sons. There are good men out there. I know there's no good men left. There's no good men out there. There's no God-fearing men out there. I don't subscribe to that. I'm not dating, but I do know people who are, and I know the struggle, but I also see men out there doing their thing too. I see men out there who are living for God, who are still single and who are doing their best out there, who are getting themselves together and doing their work. So when you start praying about this and praying for this, have to remember that I gotta be ready. I have to be ready for this. I want to be trustworthy. I want God to trust me with one of His sons. Because guess what? Things will come up in that relationship. And if it leads to marriage, then great. But things are going to come up in that marriage. And so again, you have to have a clean, clear filter to see that person through. Like, I've learned in my marriage, like, I'm so happy that I did the healing work prior to, because there were new tests and new trials and new things that I had to face being married that required me to have a new filter. And thanks be to God that I had already dealt with that stuff so that I was freed up and to take on the new challenges. And not that they were easy. And I got weighed down again because things again happen. It's going to happen. You have your heart broken. Like, I've had my heart broken in my marriage. I've shared that with you. And yet, but imagine how it would have been. Imagine how hard it would have been to try to recover and to move forward if I also had the baggage from my past come into my marriage with me. So this is what I'm saying about it. Like, free yourself up so that you're free to go forward. And yes, there will be happy times and joy, but the tests and trials are going to come as well. And so you be ready to be able to take that on with a clear lens, not holding this person to the standard from somebody who hurt you in your past. Okay, so do your healing work now, sis. Take the time to do whatever it is that you have to do now, not to just feel better for a moment, but to actually heal your broken heart, to actually forgive, right? Forgiveness is a big thing. I'm actually working on some forgiveness stuff now from things that have happened in my life. And so it's like, okay, asking God to help me to forgive certain people who have, you know, offended me in my past, whether it's recent past or a long time ago past, but whatever it is, you know, asking God to help me with that forgiveness piece and whatever else that needs to be healed, sis, let God do it. Do not rush into another relationship because you could find yourself in a wrong relationship. Or you can find your relation, you can find yourself in a relationship with a good man and not ready to receive what it is he has to offer. All right. So I don't want to see either of those things happen to you. I want you to be ready. When God says it's go time, I want you to be ready to go and move forward and have the best life that you can. I want you to live that abundant life that God truly has for you. But you have to do some hard things now, some hard work now. Okay, so buckle down and get ready. Do what you have to do. And so whether you have to spend more time in prayer, if you need help, get the help that you need, whether you're going to therapy, whether you're going to book a coaching session with me, if you need to read books, I know you're listening to this podcast. Do not just listen to this podcast and don't do anything with the information that you get. I want you to make sure that you are applying the things that you learn in this podcast to your life so that you can move forward on your healing journey. You might say, sis, I can't afford any of the things. I can't afford the coaching sessions. I can't afford the book. I can't. Well, take advantage of every free thing that you can take advantage of. Prayer, number one, is free. All right. You just need your time. The podcast is free. I have free resources. I have the Bible plans. You know, maybe you can save up for some things if you need to, if you need extra help, and that's okay too. But do what you gotta do so that you can have the future that you want and deserve. All right? So that's it. I'm gonna keep it. Like I said, I wanted to keep it short and simple. I love you so much. I felt this on my heart and I'm very passionate about it. And so I just want you to ponder that question. And listen, just take a moment and even journal over it, okay? Say, you know, can God trust me? And start listing out whether, you know, yes or no, whatever you think. And then give the information from your life, the fruit from your life to say whether or not, you know, he can or cannot. And then if you feel like, you know what, I'm not in a place where God can trust me with one of his sons, but I want to be, then that's when you start making a plan to get yourself ready for that. All right. So I love you. Come over to the Facebook group. Come hang out with us over there and pray for me with my sinuses and allergies. Y'all, South Louisiana is no joke when it comes to that stuff. All right. I love y'all so much. And I'll talk to y'all again next week. Bye. Hey, sis. Listen, if you've been blessed, changed, or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.